We bring in Douglas Bailey. He's the director of the Big Fish musical at the Mighty Goliath Productions. And Douglas, thank you so much for coming in. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you guys for having me today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, I've not seen Big Fish, but Matt Douglas has. He was telling me all about it, and we're excited to hear more about it. But before we get into Big Fish the musical, for those that don't know what Mighty Goliath is, just want to give you an opportunity to expand on that and tell those out there that have never heard of Mighty Goliath what it is and what you guys do.
So Mighty Goliath Productions is a community theater that is based in Avon Lake, Ohio. And this is actually our 59th annual fundraising production. I say fundraising because at the end of the year, we donate our proceeds to the Avon Lake City Schools Performing Arts Program. So they're drama, choir, orchestra, and band. And it started off as a fundraiser from the PTA in 1959, and it sort of evolved into its own independent group. And we filed nonprofit about maybe 10 years back and have been operating under that business model ever since.
Very cool stuff. Now, you were mentioning to me earlier that you actually have a chance to work at a number of different theaters. You get a number of different projects that you work on throughout the year at a number of different spots in this great city of ours. But you mentioned this is one of the more rewarding things that you get to do every single year.
Absolutely. From serving on the board of directors now for the last 3 years and serving as the president, getting to know so many different people. This year we've got 79 people in the cast. Last year we had about 75. The year before, 50, every year you're meeting new people, you're growing this family of thespians, and it's just so rewarding to see people come back year after year after year. It's a long process, longer than most processes, but they want to come back because they have fun. You know, we go out and grab a beer at the bar after rehearsals on Friday nights and stuff like that. And it's all worthwhile because, at the end of the day, there's a kid in a drama program who's going to get an extra set piece or an extra light, on the stage that's going to help their fulfillment in the arts, go even further.
Yeah, nice little boost of confidence as well. No question about that. Well, we'll get into the production. Big Fish. Now, Tim Burton made a movie on this. It's a novel written by Daniel Wallace, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, now I've not read it. I've not seen it. So for those who aren't familiar, without giving too much away, what's this all about?
Really, the root of the story is that of a father and son, and they've kind of hit some tough times. Edward Bloom is the main protagonist, and he is a traveling salesman all throughout his son's life, and he misses a lot of baseball games and a lot of soccer games and things like that. Because he's out making a living. Well, to kind of compensate, he tells some tall tales. He talks about meeting a giant. He talks about meeting a witch, a mermaid, things of that nature that from a very young age, Will is skeptical of. So starting there, they're always is this tension, and it eventually kind of blows up on Will's wedding day, and they don't talk for some time. And unfortunately, Edward falls ill, and that brings Will back home with his wife, who's with child, and his mother, and they're all trying to work through and reconcile what was real, what wasn't real, and how that impacted the family.
As a director, as something like this that has the movie out there that's been done, I believe, Broadway, if not, on some major stages out there as far as the musical is concerned, do you take a look at some of those to kind of get ideas for where you want to put the characters, or do you say, you know what, this is my production, I'm going to do my own thing with it?
There's a ton of schools of thought on how to kind of start from square one. For me, I've always loved the movie. It's been one of my favorites. It gets to me, my dad having passed away about 8 years ago. It's always one of those favorites of mine, very cathartic. So it's hard to not draw some inspiration from something you've seen so many times. When I was in the show a few years ago over at French Creek here in Lorain County, I played the son, Will Bloom. And I ended up reading the book because I wanted that extra perspective. And the good news is that the book and the movie are very different. And then even from the movie to the stage adaptation, there are so many things they couldn't do or could do differently that it plays out very differently. So it's a fresh story every time. Hopefully you've got someone who can walk on stilts. Otherwise, you're going to have a very boring giant. But that's something that's consistent, I think, from, that when they were in tryouts in Chicago to Broadway to any high school or community theater doing it around here.
I was going to say, too, I mean, especially with some of that stuff in a movie, it's probably a lot easier to create the giant the way they do, to create some of the things that are seen in that movie. How do you do that on the stage? Is there a way you kind of try and adapt that in your own way?
So one of the cool things we're doing is Avon Lake's Performing Arts Center, the Daniel B. Ross Performing Arts Center, is beautiful, wonderful, huge stage, huge house. And they have this, normally, this orchestra pit where you have the orchestra kind of underneath the stage level, which helps the balance of the sound. Well, we decided to leave the stage floor in the pit this year and put the pit orchestra on stage underneath a dock unit. And what that allowed us to do was have things like the giant come down to the very front of the stage so that if you're seated in the first few rows there, you've not only got a 4-foot elevation of the stage, but then you've got a 10-foot tall person right in front of you. It kind of sells the illusion a little better.
That's very cool.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. Again, we're talking with Douglas Bailey with Mighty Goliath Productions. He is directing Big Fish, the musical. It debuts this weekend, right? It debuts on Friday. That's the first day, and it runs through next weekend as well, correct?
That is correct. We have a show Friday and Saturday night, a matinee on Sunday, and then next week we're doing a Friday night show, a Saturday matinee, and a Saturday night show.
Okay, so wow, very cool stuff. Over the next couple of weekends, plenty of opportunities to go out and see it. Now, you had referenced earlier that you actually have been in this before,
mm-hmm.
and now you're directing it. Talk about how being in it gives you a different, fresh perspective and how you think that would help you as you direct this thing.
It's interesting because it definitely helps. It also kind of hinders a little bit. As an actor, I look at everything through the scope of one character. And so, you know, you have to kind of play and react off of what other characters are doing. Whereas as a director, you're looking at it from a more grand scheme. You're looking at everyone's perspective, and you're also forming the picture for the audience. So really, my job as director, I feel like, is to translate all the hard work that these people are doing on stage to an audience's brain. So it's an advantage in that I knew the story very well. It's an advantage in that, maybe a disadvantage to the guy playing the character I played, because, you know, I know that one in and out, he's probably annoyed with my notes by now. But, you know, it is a wonderful advantage to be so familiar with the piece.
That's interesting you say that, because now it all makes sense. I mean, look, you're focused on one character when you're acting, but as you're directing, you look at this from an omniscient point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not just focused on one character. You're worried about the presentation and how all these characters come off. That's pretty interesting. And, well, you mentioned all the hard work that goes into it. You mentioned to me earlier, you guys have been rehearsing since early November?
Yes. So the unique thing about Mighty Goliath Productions is we're the epitome of a community organization. You don't need to audition to be in the show. You only need to audition to be a principal. So what we do that's different is instead of a 6-week rehearsal period where you rehearse 4 or 5 days a week, we do basically a 17-week rehearsal period where we rehearse one day a week. We gather on Friday nights in various places throughout Avon Lake, including the high school and the middle school, and we put everything up, you know, for 3 hours. We go home, we sleep for a week, we work and do all the other things that, you know, we have to. And then we come back and do it again. So there's a challenge in kind of retaining that information until we get into this state where we're running it every day. But it's a big time commitment, and it's that much more gratifying when people decide to come back every year.
Is this your first directing gig on as far as a play goes?
No, this is, oh gosh, I don't even know. I've been directing since at least 6 or 7 years ago. I do 2, 3, sometimes 4 a year. I try to get on stage as much as I can, which is a lot less often these days.
Sure. How does a play like this one differentiate from some of the other ones you've done, or is each directing gig kind of the same?
Well, every piece is going to have its own unique circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started, for instance, last year we did Beauty and the Beast with Mighty Goliath, where we had 75 people, a 25-person orchestra, a huge crew, all that. And the next show I did right after that was in Strongsville. It's a play called Doubt, which is a 4-person show with a minimal set.
Mm.
So to go from such a big, lavish kind of production to such an intimate drama, from a Disney kind of drama comedy to a drama, was very challenging.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, every piece is going to have its own set of circumstances that's going to make it unique and fun.
Sure. Well, you mentioned Friday night was opening night. I'm curious. Does still get nerves? Is the director waiting for that curtain to open up?
Yeah, I think I probably get worse butterflies and nerves as a director than I do as an actor anymore. I don't know. I feel like as a director, everything's a little more under the microscope. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't like that. That's something Doug should have done better. whereas as an actor, you know, if you mess up one thing and then you sing the high note at the end of a song, everyone kind of forgets about that other little thing that messed up.
Sure. Yeah, well, it makes sense because, I mean, your hands are on pretty much everything as the director. I mean, you're right, because if you're just acting, even if you have the lead role, you're right, you can cover up a mistake pretty easily. But, I mean, your hands are on every last inch of this thing as a director. That's very fascinating stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, before we cut you loose, two things. Because we've got you here, and, you know, you don't get a chance to be at a radio station all the time. You were telling me you're a big sports guy. So
yeah.
Being a big Cavalier fan, you were telling me that you were actually at that game where Ricky Davis tried to collect a rebound, shooting at his own basket to get triple-double. So it's really cool stuff. But being as though you are a Cavs fan, you've got the open forum. Anybody out there you think they could realistically trade for that could fix some of their issues?
You know, I think, unfortunately, we're getting to this point where there's so much dead weight in the salary cap that they're trying to shed that, you know, could we get DeMarcus Cousins? I don't know. That'd be great. I don't think we can. You know, I'm not really sure who's available. Maybe Orlando wants to unload some pieces that aren't fitting together, but we're certainly not going to grab an Aaron Gordon or anything like that. So it's tough. I don't know. You know, DeAndre Jordan doesn't do it for me. Maybe if we got him and Lou Williams, but then what are you getting rid of? It really is. It's tough, and I don't envy Kobe Altman and the job that he's got going.
Yeah. Well, it's tough because he's trying to satisfy a lot of large appetites too.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. Well, again, Big Fish the musical being put on by Mighty Goliath Productions, February 9th, 10th, 16th, and 17th at 7:30. Matinees on February 11th and 17th at 2:00. Just one last time to give you a chance to promote that work, and our fans go out there to check this out online and get more details.
Definitely check out mightygoliath.com. We got links to our tickets. We've got links to our sponsors. We've got our show poster, information on times, addresses, all that.
Very good stuff. Douglas, this was a lot of fun, man. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you.